Welcome to the Trichotillomania Help Podcast. I'm your host, Marnella. I suffered from trichotillomania, and with this podcast, I want to give you help and information to overcome trichotillomania. All I want is that you can control your urges to pull, and that you become the best version of yourself to reach your full potential. Today, I want to talk about how comfort and luxury are impacting trichotillomania. Because nowadays, we live in a modern age of comfort and luxury. We have a much better life than kings and queens had hundreds of years ago. Just think about that. Our lives have become increasingly convenient and affluent. All these conveniences we enjoy today, such as technological advancements, readily available resources, and a high standard of living, have collectively created an atmosphere of luxury and ease in our lives. But this way of living brings us some extra challenges. In this episode, I want to talk about all the conveniences we experience today that impact your trichotillomania in a bad way and what you can do about it. Let's get started. First of all, I want to talk about food, and then especially the overabundance of easily accessible food and its impact on trichotillomania, because this significantly changed the way we approach food consumption. Think about it. Nowadays, we don't rely on hunting, gathering, and preparing our food, which requires physical effort and time. With the advent of technology and a well-developed food industry, we now truly have an abundance of processed and readily available food options. And in our busy and fast-paced lives, convenience often becomes a priority, right? And this can make us prefer unhealthy foods, such as sugary snacks, fast food, and processed meals. Why? Because these are typically quick and easy to obtain. They require little to no preparation. And besides that, unhealthy foods are often engineered to trigger pleasure centers in your brain. Wait, what? Yes. So, easily said, there are whole teams in areas such as neuroscience and psychology behind it who found out the perfect combination of taste and crispiness that triggers your brain into thinking you're eating something important whilst you're not. It's no coincidence that the food industry is very lucrative. And then we also have marketing and advertising, which play a significant role in promoting unhealthy food choices. Think about all these catchy slogans, appealing visuals, and colorful packaging. So, they don't make it very easy for us to not say yes to easily accessible foods. And I'm not saying you can never eat these foods again, because especially when you have a busy life and you're used to eating these foods, it often works counterproductive when you completely stop doing it. I'm here to give you honest information on how these foods can have an impact on your trichotillomania. Because overcoming trichotillomania goes hand in hand with a lifestyle that enhances this. And let me explain this to you. First of all, sugar. Sugar is a stimulant. So when you eat sugary foods, your blood sugar spikes, causing a surge in the release of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. So what happens? After eating sugary foods, you create a temporary feeling of pleasure and satisfaction. Nice. But when your blood sugar levels drop, it results in mood swings, you will feel more tired, and this gives you increased cravings for even more sugary foods. So what do you get? A cycle of impulse eating and potential emotional instability. Well, emotional instability and trichotillomania, how well do they go together? So, sugary foods can make you feel good for a little while. And because of that, it often becomes a coping mechanism for dealing with stress, anxiety, and negative emotions, besides pulling our hair in the case of us tricksters. Comfort foods can give you a sense of comfort and distraction, but it doesn't address the underlying emotional triggers. Some people say, aren't these people just always hungry? But that's not true. In most cases, it's a way of dealing with emotions and experiencing pleasure, like we also have with pulling our hair. Besides sugar's impact on your brain and trichotillomania, it's important to know that nutritional deficiencies can also affect your brain health and overall well-being. And when you have symptoms like anxiety and depression, nutritional deficiencies can exacerbate this. And I also want to mention your gut. Research suggests that there is a strong connection between the gut and the brain. Unhealthy foods negatively impact your gut health and create imbalances in gut bacteria and inflammation. And in turn, this can influence your brain function and mood regulation. And anything that causes emotional instability is something that can make it harder on your journey to effective trichotillomania management. Unhealthy foods feed your bad bacteria, which in return are going to crave it even more. So what I'm saying is that if you feed the good bacteria, you will start to feel less cravings for the bad food. Trust me, I experienced this myself too. The first period, it's hard to avoid sugary, unhealthy, tasty foods. But after you've done it for a while, you can't even understand why it was that hard for you. Lastly, I want to mention that unhealthy foods can also create cycles of guilt and shame. The same cycles we experience after we pull quite some hair. And what does this do? When you feel bad, guilty, ashamed, yes, you may need to use your coping mechanism again. So, if you want to follow an anti-pulling diet, avoiding unhealthy, sugary, and processed foods as much as you can is a great way to start. Let's move on to the second comfort. What's another thing that comfort and entertainment do that have an impact on our lifestyle? They make us lead more sedentary lives. Think about this. We spend long hours sitting on the couch, watching TV, using the internet, or scrolling on our mobile phones. And besides all of that, we spend our days working at a desk or sitting at school, or mainly engaging in sedentary activities. So this means less exercise and minimal physical movement. A sedentary lifestyle, and I experienced this as one of my main triggers, can have a significant impact on trichotillomania. Regular physical activity is not only essential for your physical health, but also for your mental well-being. Because did you know that exercise releases feel-good chemicals called endorphins? And more importantly, that these reduce stress and anxiety and improve your mood? It also helps a lot to shift our focus away from negative thoughts and emotions, and so it also works as a great intervention when you feel like you have very strong urges. When you have a lack of physical activity, you will experience increased stress levels. Well, how does stress impact your trichotillomania? And think about feelings of restlessness and pent-up energy when you don't have an outlet for physical exercise. The body is made to move. It is meant to move. So when it can't move, yes, it's not going to be happy, simply said. And you will experience the consequences. So incorporating regular physical activity is essential. I can't find another way around this. It is just crucial. It is how nature works and what our bodies are meant to do. How can you incorporate more regular physical activity into your life? Whether this is walking, yoga, or other forms of exercise. Consider this. Do it for your health, to enhance your journey of overcoming trich. Maybe even do it for your family or kids later, because you will be able to live longer so you can enjoy them. Whatever works for you to empower yourself. Another impact that luxury and comfort have on us is the escapism through entertainment. Nowadays, there are so many entertainment options available to us, like movies, TV shows, and video games. They offer us a break from our daily challenges, which is good when we do it intentionally for a given amount of time. But if we spend too much time escaping these things, and it feels out of control and it's hard to stop, we might avoid dealing with other emotional triggers or real life issues. And this can make trichotillomania worse. So I have nothing against entertainment, but ask yourself the question, how may entertainment be negatively impacting my trichotillomania? Which things that would benefit me am I putting aside too much because a lot of my time is spent on these things? Just consider this. And this brings me to the last but not least important factor, the influence of social media. Don't get me wrong, social media is a great tool that can be used to connect with people. Thanks to social media, I can help other tricksters or make them aware of trichotillomania because they have never heard of it before. And that is amazing. But where are you using it for? Do you often see all those perfect images and lifestyles? Do you feel like it makes you compare yourself to others and feel insecure? Because this can truly have an impact on your stress levels and anxiety. And research even suggests that it can lead to depression. So this can have a serious impact, and this is truly not something to be overlooked. Does social media give you more joy? Is it helping you or is it harming you? Let me summarize this. Modern comforts have improved our lives in many ways, but they can also affect trichotillomania and our mental health in negative ways. Impulse eating, sitting too much, using entertainment to escape, and comparing ourselves to social media can make things harder. It can make your journey much more difficult. But here's the good news. When you start to understand these challenges and are willing to work with them instead of being a victim to them, you can build resilience and overcome the impact of comfort and luxury on trichotillomania. Comfort and luxury don't need to be a problem if we know how to handle these things. And when we do know this, we can improve our well-being, personal growth, and trichotillomania management. So that was it for today's episode. If you want to get more help and tips to overcome trichotillomania, then make sure to follow this podcast. If you're looking for a complete toolkit to finally stop pulling your hair, then you can sign up for my program to overcome trichotillomania. It just launched and it's being received very positively by the community. Share this podcast with others in the community to help me create awareness and reach more people. I wish you much strength in your journey and I hope you have an amazing day.